Welcome to the podtech.net Juniper Networks Master of IT podcast with Bob Bell, Director of IT with Gafari in Michigan. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John.
So you're a Master of IT. Congratulations. Your company has a lot of mission-critical type activities that rely on IT. You guys are a really big, unique company centered around integration of buildings, and you're a service company. You do high-level advanced technologies and design type work for big clients, aviation, automotive. How is technology a big part of what you're doing, and what are some of your challenges that you had, and what technology did you put in place to overcome them?
Well, as far as technology, John, you know, it's like everything else we do today. Everything's got to be quicker, faster, better. So, you know, the challenges we have day in and day out are trying to make sure that our network performs as best as possible, and having the ability to leverage our WAN between our remote offices, allowing for sharing of data, and to allow us to utilize staff at all of our office locations deliver a better product to our client.
So your people are on the road a lot. I mean, you probably typify the typical user type model. I mean, you have an IT infrastructure, but a lot of the work is done remotely. I mean, you're out in front of clients, you're designing stuff, you've done some really big projects. You have to extend out your IT infrastructure kind of in a modern way. Talk about those challenges.
Well, we do have a lot of people that are traveling, and we do need to have all of our resources accessible to these folks as they're out on the road. But the challenges we have are you know, everything's getting bigger as far as file size. We specialize in 3D BIM from a CAD standpoint. Those are larger, more robust files, and to move those around and to have those accessible, we were struggling with our WAN connectivity, and we were looking at purchasing additional bandwidth between our offices so that we could share this data in a more reasonable time frame. And so as we pursued that, we looked at the cost, and to go from a point-to-point T1 to a T3 connection, we saw a considerable increase in the monthly recurring costs. So we started looking at all other alternatives, and that got us into WAN compression and caching technology. And we deployed the Juniper WXC500s at our locations. And after we deployed those, we saw very, very quickly, we saw the benefits of having these appliances in place. Users were able to call up, instead of minutes to call up a file, literally the second and subsequent passes of calling that up were down into the seconds range. So we saw, you know, immediate return on investment with these type of appliances. So, it really helped our ability to service our remote offices, to service our people out on the road by, once again, just delivering these critical documents, whether they be CAD files or PowerPoint presentations, spreadsheets, email. We're able to do that in over a WAN with LAN type performance.
Let's talk about that for a second. I mean, a lot of people are talking about the WAN now in terms of a new way. I mean, the file size, in your case particularly, you know, the 3D modeling, I mean, you're talking about CAD files, and I mean, these are big files, but now users are sending out, you know, media files and video and all kinds of multimedia. So this WAN expansion is a really big topic for companies. So throwing money at it, just increasing the pipe, is one answer, but that's not the only answer. What you did is you went with the acceleration product from Juniper, right? You did both?
Acceleration and compression, John. We went with they make just an acceleration, and we chose the acceleration and caching.
The WXC.
That's correct.
Acceleration, caching. Got it. So now, was that in addition to adding more bandwidth?
No, I'm sorry. We actually did that in lieu of adding more bandwidth. The cost differential from go to a T1 to like a T3, just buying, like you say, a bigger pipe to put information through. Was at this point just cost prohibitive for us to do that. So, you know, we started looking at other alternatives, what's available for us, and obviously this technology, like you had just said, is you know, really starting to gain momentum. There's more and more, you know, WAN activity, if you will. And this appliance and this type of technology allows you to better utilize your current WAN without having to expand that by the bigger pipe.
How did that go? Was it installation strong? I mean, is it high maintenance, low maintenance? Obviously, is it working well for you? How did it pan out?
Well, I can tell you just from our experience with it, is we unpacked them. Literally within 30 minutes, we had them all set up, we provided, IP addresses to them, had them all configured and set up, plugged them in, and that's been about a year ago right now, and we've done one software upgrade, and that's all we've done. So they've been up and running for that whole time. So literally in 30 minutes, we had them up and running. And have never looked back.
And users are happy as hell because they have really fast downloads.
And I am too, because I don't have people complaining their email's slow or they're taking forever to get this file. So it's been a win-win for us.
Speed is amazing. People are just very happy when they see things move fast.
Absolutely.
Talk about the remote challenges. I mean, you have other Juniper products, right? You have obviously the routers. You've had them for a while. You mentioned to me off before the podcast. Do you have any of the SSL VPNs? Are they tied into some of the remote stuff as well?
Yes, we do. We have the Secure Access 4000, and that's another product. We do have the routers, by the way, and just touch base with that, and that's how we got introduced to Juniper. We're very happy with the performance of it's the J-Series routers we have. But the SSL VPN is just an incredible tool for us, for me, my department personally, just because we've had IPsec VPN connections for a long time. But it really restricts, how we can limit where users go. You're pretty much, with that type of technology, you're on the network. Where the SSL VPN, anybody can use a web browser, whether they're in a public internet cafe or using their laptop on the road, can get to our timekeeper. We have our time card access. We have obviously email. We can have file shares from servers, so it really allows us to have that available. Once again, that's the key word, that it's the availability to have these this technology available to our folks when they're on the road.
I mean, everyone talks about those SSL VPN boxes, old NetScreen, now Juniper, amazing. I mean, I don't think anyone I've talked to has been unhappy with it. Everyone seems to love the configuration, integration, and just deployment. Just fantastic.
Yeah, we've been very happy with it. So it's like I say, it resolves some of the issues I had with just security, bringing people into the network and where they're coming in from. And so from a security and accessibility, it's been a good thing for us.
Ghaffari is a firm that has a lot of their clients are repeat customers. I mean, you have a really impressive list of customers, automotive, aviation, aerospace, commercial, banks, Daimler Chrysler, you name it, you got the who's who in automotive and aviation. I mean, these are big clients, and they require a lot of service. And so you've done a lot of work on the IT side. How do you keep it going, and what advice do you give others out there, future master of IT folks, or anyone in IT who's kind of hitting their head against these kind of challenges?
Well, I think just for some from things from my experiences, we've worked with other, even with these WAN accelerators, we've worked with other products. I just would recommend that people, do their homework, pick a good, a good solid technology with a good company that stands behind it. Juniper has done, in my opinion, have done a great job standing behind their products, being available. Any questions that we've had with any of their products, they have done a great job getting back to us. I haven't experienced any problems, but I'm sure if I did, they would be right there, to resolve the issue. So I guess just to summarize that is just try to do your homework, try to make sure you pick a good solid technology appliance in this case, and so that you're not continually battling it by putting something in line that's going to work half time or work part time. At certain times it might be performing well, and other times it won't. It's just going to create more heartache or more headache than not having anything in place at all.
We're here with Bob Bell, Director of IT at Gafari Companies in Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan. Just a kind of final question for you in general. You know, as a master of IT, what are you looking at on the horizon of in your role with your company in terms of what's coming down the pike and what are the hot areas that you're watching and that are important to you?
Looking for additional ways to increase the throughput through our network, through new technologies like we just discussed today about the WAN accelerators. Looking for ways to utilize Juniper's got a new product to have people on the road. The Road Warrior have a software key to on their individual laptop to accelerate between our SSL VPN and their current location. But what are the key things I'm looking for is ways that I can deliver to my clients, whether they be internal to our organization or external. Documents, CAD drawings, etc. Delivering all of that at a faster pace, at a more consistent pace, and just trying to do the best we can to keep uptime. Operational technology appliances and whether it be servers, routers, etc. Just everything we can do to keep that. That uptime, I guess the five nines, if you will.
It's a fast-paced out environment out there. People want more bandwidth. They want more stuff, faster, everywhere, on every device. It's a challenge. It's exciting.
Yes, it is.
Well, we're here at Bob Bell, Master of IT with Gafari, and congratulations.
Thank you, John.
For more information on Master of IT, you can find more at www.masterofit.net. Bob, thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you, John. You have a great day.